Kellogg, 1900. I was instructed to call for means from the sanitarium in Battle Creek to erect a sanitarium in a missionary field that would bring the knowledge of the truth to all nations and all classes of people. It is the Lord's work that is to be done in a short time. It is to this country the Lord has sent his workers. It is here, in Australia, as well as in America, that the work of God should be represented, to do the same class of work in this country that has been done in America, not the same class of work that has been done in Chicago. The Lord opened before me that the means which was brought into the sanitarium was diverted into channels that were continually absorbing but not producing. The Lord does not mean that one portion of the field should use thousands upon thousands of dollars without any of the parties having a distinct knowledge of where the money is expended, while there are necessities laid before them for sanitariums where we have nothing to represent Seventh-day Adventists. There are many people and large interests and many extensive buildings spreading out in one plant. The conference money has been drawn upon unwisely. The great object of sanitariums is to come in touch with the people. I was instructed to call for means on the principle that other objects should not come in to absorb the means so greatly needed to obtain a standing. Was to become a witness to all countries, nations, tongues, and people. The managers of one sanitarium that has been enriched should realize they have a duty to do to help sister institutions in other countries when it is impossible for them to do the building up of an institution in a new country where they are not known, where all physicians are looking upon with jealousy and suspicion. It was opened before me that large currency was withdrawn from the treasury to do a work which others would do if Seventh-day Adventists would leave them to do it. In order to reach all classes of people, we should have had thousands of dollars, which instead have been expended in a work that is still absorbing means, and that will have far less widespread influence to accomplish the work God has given his people to do, to make known the truth upon the great question of the test that has come and will be more decided upon the Sabbath question. It is a sign between me and you throughout your generations forever. That sign is the observance of the day the Lord has appointed. There has been a strange neglect and a deficient spiritual eyesight and discernment to do the very work that should have been done in this field. We should be far advanced in establishing God's memorials. We have made every effort in our power, and yet debts are upon us, because we have not the means that others in America are using in building up that which is called medical missionary work. They are building more sanitariums when there is not sufficient call or dire necessity for them. The Lord would be much better pleased if the Lord's workmen, whom he has sent to a new field or foreign country, were brought into the medical missionary work more decidedly. From the first entrance into this field, I have done all it was possible for me to do, but we still have not taken up the work that has been prepared. We have taken it to a space in the very woods, among a people that were poor, having to have rations to be given. We have made progress in clearing the land, and in our agricultural work, and in building our school, but the sanitarium is not yet erected. I have done as the Lord directed me to do, with the instruction given me that the revenue was being absorbed where it would accomplish the lesser good, doing a work which would be done by those of the world and churches who had, as stewards, the Lord's money. They are taking upon themselves a work like a man building a tower without first sitting down and counting the cost. The positive word came to me that it is not the inspiration of God to neglect the fields which are ripe for the harvest to do the work that has been absorbing but not producing. Very few, comparatively, for whom all this outlay of means is used, will be brought to the truth. This is the truth. Those who collect donations from the world to help the world will only be getting the money that is the Lord's. But the world will not evidence their interest to advance the gospel work to be done in getting the truth before those ready to perish for the bread of life and water of salvation.
Not a word have I written to you, Dr. Kellogg, my beloved laborer, that is any too decided. You say I have not told you the truth, but I have told you that pride and ambition and self-exaltation is the trap set for your soul. The Lord gave you a special work to do, and that work was to stand at your post. The sanitarium was to be the channel God ordained to represent the truth to all nationalities, tongues, and people. This sanitarium was to be kept on a high level, connecting with it the very best talent possible, in accordance with the elevating, ennobling character of the truth. But those who were brought out from all parts of the world, the needy, the oppressed, and such classes, if we had the funds of the world in our possession, such a work as you have organized could then be striving lawfully without robbing other fields that now have nothing to represent our work. But when we are called upon to make aggressive movements in new countries, God has appointed that the very first work and means shall be advanced from America to make the work of God a power in the new countries to prepare the facilities, that they shall be able to do missionary work even if in a limited, halfway manner. We are instructed to call for means before thousands upon thousands of dollars are diverted to the calling in to do all this work, calling for workers to be sustained and all free. But where is the liberality that God requires? To work upon principles that one established institution should, in its turn, do its best to help those whom the Lord has sent as his laborers to do a work similar, but in less proportion, to that which has been done in Battle Creek. This was the very first work that should have been done by the sanitarium already established. I do not call upon Dr. Kellogg to give of his means, but he has received large donations, and he has that money to use to prepare a work to be done in medical missionary lines. But the objects to which the money has gone has not established the very work in this country. Again, I was directed to say that the sanitarium is not doing the work of disseminating the truth because so many other things are calling for means. Its Chicago work cannot be sustained by Seventh-day Adventists. The money is being absorbed and is not producing anything to bring it back in return. The word is, the sanitarium is in debt, but it need not be in debt a dollar. The drawing of means from it to sustain the medical missionary work in Chicago has hedged up the way of medical missionary work being done all through the Lord's vineyard. My vineyard is the whole house of Israel, and yet thousands of dollars are spent to support institutions that have the name of doing all these things free, while the free, liberal help is so much needed to establish one institution, one sanitarium in this new world. Now I have presented the matter as it has been presented to me. I dare not send this to Dr. Kellogg.